men's and women's golf teams. Two more students were critically injured and airlifted to the hospital.
This was a head-on crash. One of the vehicles involved belonged to the University of the Southwest. It was transporting the men's and women's golf team from a golf tournament here in the West Texas area.
Texas Department of Public Safety Sergeant Stephen Blanco. The American Gaming Association expecting 45 million adults to lay down bets during the NCAA tournament, and over $3 billion could be wagered on the NCAA men's basketball tournament. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Tonight, clear sky, sunshine back tomorrow. Beautiful day. Leading us into, though, a stormy night Thursday night and Friday morning, where rounds of thunderstorms could become severe, possibly with isolated tornadoes, damaging winds, and hail. Through around mid-morning Friday, when things clear out, we're back to sunny Friday, kicking off the weekend. Tomorrow morning, 50s. Tomorrow afternoon, sunny 70s. 70s with sunshine Friday afternoon. 60s and 70s under sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Amine Oyster Festival has a full weekend of family fun, food, and music with fresh oysters on a half shell. Char-grilled oysters, 5K Oyster Race, Oyster Day, Sunday, 8 a.m. Carnival rides, arts and crafts, live entertainment by the Dominoes, Ivory White, Category 6, and more. A great weekend of family fun and great food. All at the Amine Oyster Festival, Friday through Sunday, March 18th through the 20th. Downtown Amine. Click Amine Oyster Festival.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Well, March Madness is upon us. Actually, some play-in games start tonight, and tomorrow everything gets going in full swing. And I know you're excited about that, Mike, being the big basketball fan that you are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But we have Kelly Schultz, who is the president and CEO of New Orleans & Company here. And she's going to talk about some of the things. If you can't go to the game, there's going to be plenty of things to do around town. So, Kelly, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, BJ. Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing good.
Good, good.
I'm not quite the CEO, but I'm with New Orleans.
Oh, I'm sorry. I totally misread that. You're the senior vice president of communications and public relations.
Oh. I don't want to take credit for that job for sure.
It won't be long, I'm sure. You're more than qualified. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, let's talk about NCAA Men's Final Four. We're so excited about this. We haven't had this event in New Orleans since 2012.
Yeah, and you know, and already I've made the comment to my wife quite a bit this week. We have a ton of folks in town right now, and I think it's wonderful. But man, it's going to get a lot more with all the cool stuff coming that comes along with the Final Four.
Yeah, you know, I was talking with your producer before we got on the phone about how it really is starting to feel normal again from a tourism and big event standpoint. You know, I think Mardi Gras was exactly what we all needed as locals, and also our visitors were eager to come back to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. But, you know, having those big major events on the calendar again, you know, starting with NCAA Men's Final Four, Jazz Fest, French Quarter Fest. People are, you know, the weather's beautiful. People are starting to get out again. Fortunately, our COVID numbers are in a good place, and some of the restrictions have been lifted. So yeah, it's hopefully, you know, the sign of much better days to come.
Absolutely. And just a little sidebar, to speak on the fact that things are getting back to at least New Orleans normal. I was just outside the radio station, just getting some fresh air for the show. And, you know, here it is a Wednesday evening and some gentleman is coming down the street with a wheelchair that is, he obviously didn't need it for physically, but it's decorated like a throne and he was dressed up as a king. So, and that's at 5:30 on a Wednesday evening.
Don't you love that? Only in New Orleans,
for sure.
Well, you know, Wednesdays at the Square kicked off. That gentleman, I don't know if he was part of Wednesdays at the Square, but that festival is back. So it's obviously good economically, but it's also just really significant that we're able to, thank goodness, you know, have these events happening again that, you know, in something like the Final Four case, we haven't had since 2012, and that's always a tremendous honor to host. And we have an opportunity to host future men's Final Fours. So, you know, this is sort of an audition to do really a great job so that they'll consider awarding a future event to New Orleans. I think it's like 2027 to 2031 are years that are available. And so we really want to just, you know, really impress everybody so that they'll want to come back to us.
Yeah, and you know, and we for one, well, no, one thing, we know how to throw a party, that's for sure. And and you know, just like what I was saying, you know, talking with my wife and just noticing, like, because I live off of St. Charles, uptown, and just the tons of people that are standing on, you know, waiting for streetcars and all in the streetcars. Folks are ready to come here. They're ready to embrace our culture and to have a good time. And I think everybody, after everything we've went through for the last 2 years and everything we dealt with, I think everybody needs a break and everybody needs to, to be able to celebrate and have a good time.
Yeah, that is so well said. And that's what we're seeing too. A lot of pent up demand for travel. And just, you know, those experiences. I mean, people have been, you know, cooped up in their houses and not traveling as much and just having different, you know, stages of you know, unusual times. And so I think it just feels nice and normal to be able to get out and go to a festival or plan, you know, some of these activities around the Final Four. Or having Mardi Gras was huge for us. I mean, there was so much excitement. And I had a chance to ride in the Mardi Gras parade and just seeing the crowds of people and how happy they were. And people were holding up signs saying, I'm from Italy, I'm from Germany. You know, like it was just a really good, a good feeling and certainly very good economically.
Yeah, and I think we have 26,000 rooms in the city. And I think we were about 85% filled?
Yeah, normally the Saturday night before Mardi Gras is always the highest occupancy. So it was like 87-88% that night. So we were certainly not back to 2019 or 2020 levels where normally that would be like 99%.
Right.
But, you know, in the times that we're in now, being at 87%, we were certainly happy with, and we do measure occupancy in those 26,000 hotel rooms that are within a mile of the French Quarter and Convention Center and Superdome. And, you know, when people are in our hotels, that means they're going to restaurants, they're going to live music venues, they're visiting our attractions and museums. So a really good Mardi Gras, and now we are completely focused on making sure that all the visitors who will come, at least 70,000 people, coming to New Orleans for Final Four and all of the ancillary events, are going to have a good experience.
Yeah, and, you know, it makes it nice, too. The weather's, at this time of year, the weather's amazing. That's why we have festival season, and you can always tell when festival season starts because the Mardi Gras trees are in bloom. And, but, you know, it's, I'm originally from St. Louis and I've lived here for 6 years now. And I, you know, I moved here because I love the city of New Orleans and I fell in love with it when I was 21 and, was fortunate that my now wife, she decided to move with me here from St. Louis. But, you know, it's a little tough. You know, they had the Final Four there. Geez, that was, man, I think like 2004, maybe 2005. But at this time of year, it's still cold there. There could be snow on the ground. It could. I know the other day I was talking to my dad, and he told me that it was like with the wind chill, it was -3 in the morning. So, you know, that's not really conducive to going out and enjoying and being out when it's that cold or there's snow on the ground or things like that. So I think that's, you know, just one of the many reasons why I think we can that folks will be coming in droves to enjoy what our city has to offer.
Oh yeah, and that's exactly, you know, what makes New Orleans such a great host city for these types of big events, you know, not only for basketball but things like, you know, Super Bowls. I mean, if you have major events in other cities, a lot of times you're spending most of your time in a car or in a vehicle going from one venue to another.
Yep.
And here in New Orleans, it's so walkable. It's not going to be -3 degrees. So you can walk, you know, pretty much, you know, within a mile of the Superdome, you'll have your, you know, hotels and restaurants, and you're not going to be spending time, you know, driving way out to a suburb for a stadium or for an arena. So, that is what makes New Orleans such an attractive destination for events like this. But we don't ever take it for granted, right? It's hard work. It's a huge honor to secure this type of event for the city. And there are hundreds of people that are working really hard to make sure that we never take it for granted. We want it to be a success. This is going to be our biggest sporting event in the city since COVID, for sure. Mm-hmm. And so we want it to go well, and we think that it will.
Yeah, and I think the people also make it, the people of New Orleans, the New Orleanians really make it special as well, because, you know, how many times do you see a tourist that's wandering around and looking at their phone, at, you know, trying to figure out where they're going, and some, you know, someone that's local will just ask them, hey, you know, where can I help you? Where are you trying to find? Where are you, you know, where do you want to go? And those things don't happen other places. And I can speak from experience, that would not happen in St. Louis. That you know, people just don't behave that way. And really,
yeah,
anywhere that I've been,
it's very genuine here.
Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, that's such a part of our culture, and it's true Southern hospitality. And you know, I think that's what's really endearing. And it just goes along with everything, with the music and the food and our culture, and it just makes it the special place that it really is.
It really is, and that's why people love coming here. You know, most people, when they leave New Orleans, they go home with some sort of a story about someone that they met while they were here, right? Mm-hmm. Whether that was a local who was saying, hey, let me help you find where you're going, or, you know, maybe it was a taxi driver or a musician on the street, or, someone that really went out of their way to deliver that amazing hospitality to them. I think that's what a lot of people remember about New Orleans, and you can't make that up. You can't get it anywhere else, and it's truly authentic. I mean, the people here, you know, they want to cook for you, and they want to make sure you have a good time, you know? So that's another reason why, you know, when people come in for the Final Four and other things, they feel that hospitality, and I think people have realized, if they didn't realize over the past 2 years, you know, how important tourism and major events are to this community, I think everyone certainly realizes it now after COVID and the huge economic losses that we experienced.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, and it's something Mike and I have talked about. We're part of the Houdat Social Club, so we make a trip every year to go watch the Saints. And there's, I think, well, this year I think there were 75 of us. But we, you know, we charter a bus and we all go together and we have a party. But the thing that him and I have talked about is, you know, it's always nice to go on a trip and go see something else and go experience another city. But the difference being is when I lived in St. Louis growing up there, when you would take a trip, it was, man, I have to go back home. Here, living here and being a New Orleanian, it's I don't have to go back home. I get to go back home.
Yep.
And it's you know, to me, that's it's so important. And, you know, I don't think that anybody should take it for granted, because it's not like this anywhere else.
That's exactly right. And, you know, a lot of what inspires people to move here, I think you said you moved here when you were 21, you know, a lot of people come to New Orleans for maybe a convention or a sporting event or for a fun weekend, and they fall in love with the city and they want to find a way to move here. And so I know a lot of folks that's happened to, and I don't think that happens in very many places either.
No, for sure. And I was 21 the first time I came here. I was 35 when I moved here.
So, okay. Yeah. Okay.
but bless your heart, we'll go with 21. I'll take 27 any day of the week. Well, can you let everybody know? Do you have the dates of when the Final Four weekend will be happening?
It is. So it's coming up very soon. It's Friday, April 1st through Monday, April 4th. And so there are lots of activities that are going on. I mean, there's a music festival, there's a block party, there's a kids event called The Dribble. There's the Fan Fest at the Convention Center. So there is a lot of activity, certainly for all those who are traveling from out of town, but also for our locals. There's a lot of activities that are going on over the course of those 4 days.
Perfect. And where is there a website where folks can go and get more information on exactly what's going to be happening?
It is, yeah. You can go to ncaa.com/mensfinal4. And all of the events are on there, the ticketing, all of the times, you know, especially things like the Fan Fest and the music series. There is a lot going on. Even if you don't have an actual ticket to the game, you have a lot of things that you can enjoy.
Well, I know we'll all be looking forward to it, and hopefully there'll be some good basketball to go along with it. So, Kelly, I want to thank you so much for coming by and talking about one of the things that Mike and I are very passionate about, the city of New Orleans, and we'll make sure that we plug the Final Four festivities along the way.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. Have a good evening. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
Provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerini locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Hey, Roz here. Have you outgrown your current square footage? In the market to start developing a real estate investment portfolio? Or are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions about where to start? I'm Roz and Karamer with Ladder and Bloom. Whatever your real estate needs, let my experience and enthusiasm help guide you through every detail. I've assisted clients just like you on both sides of the lake. Call Rosalind Karamer at 504-473-8337, the agent that cares.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
I've seen what you call progress. Every warning sign ignored. There's a muffled voice.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. Big news today in sports. Well, there's a lot of big news in sports today, yeah. Mike. But before we get to all that, we got just a couple of minutes before we need to hit the news. But I was a little surprised to hear that Troy Aikman and Joe Buck are no longer going to be on Fox. They have signed multi-year deals with ESPN to be the voices of Monday Night Football.
Yeah, that it's a little surprising. They've been together for, 20 years, I think. So, I mean,
which
I guess it kind of makes sense.
Doesn't seem that long, but I guess.
Yeah, I know. It feels like it hadn't even been 20 years since Troy Aikman's been hasn't been in the NFL.
Yeah.
But honestly, I could probably do without him. I don't have to. I don't watch as much Monday Night Football as I do other games on Sundays. So I'm not gonna miss them.
I always feel like they're a little jinxy. It seems like every time that they're calling a game for the Saints, that something bad happens.
Yeah,
you know, like the Minnesota Miracle or the Nolan No Call. You know, so I can't say that I'm gonna be sad to see him go on Fox because you know what, the Saints probably will have maybe two to three Monday night games at most, depending on what happens with Deshaun Watson, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess good for them. And it's a little shocking, too, that Joe Buck is in the Football Hall of Fame, but whatever. And I'm saying that, and I know he's a good St. Louis boy, but whatever. I don't have the distaste for him that most people do.
The exact same way.
But there's times when he gets a little goofy. So,
yeah.
All right, well, let's take a break. We'll get some news. We'll come back, and we got a lot to unpack with NFL and Major League Baseball, and we'll tell you all about it after this.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Thursday, Colonel Alan West checks in with us. We'll talk to him about his new job. We'll premiere our new Ringside Politics Parody of the Week and discuss the hot issues of the day with Ringside All-Star Josh Bernstein. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Everything Old is New Again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything Old is New Again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We got to start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the sheep sleeps tonight. Oh, in the jungle, the quiet jungle, the sheep sleeps tonight. Oh.
It just isn't the same without the lion. Join the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance today. Visit sdzwa.org.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 a.m.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Former State Police Superintendent Kevin Reeves tells lawmakers there was no cover-up in the 2019 fatal arrest of Ronald Green, but legislators believe he should have been more involved in the investigation. Here's Jeff Palermo.
Reeves says when he learned of a violent struggle that resulted in the loss of Green's life, he informed the governor with a text message about what happened and then let LSP personnel who handle such investigations take over.
And I would trust that our Bureau of Investigation is following the investigative processes that we have in place and we have done for years.
New Orleans Representative Jason Hughes had this response.
You just took a hands-off approach and said, I'll let the investigation take its course.
Prairieville Representative Tony Bacow also couldn't believe the leader of state police would not want to be more involved.
That is a little shocking, quite frankly.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
A Franklinton lawmaker's bill would ban access of sexually explicit content on state-issued phones and or computers on Louisiana college campuses. Senator Beth Mizell says the technology is in place to do it, and she feels the bill should be easy to pass through both chambers. This is news on LRN.
Hey, it's Kenny Mayne reporting from a Caesars Sportsbook commercial. Caesar knows the way to your heart is food, so sign up with code RADIOEAT. Bet $50, and new users get a $250 Uber Eats gift card.
Must be 21 and physically present in Louisiana. Permit pending in Horseshoe, Bossier City. Not available in prohibited parishes. New customers with eligible promo code only. Real money wages only that have minimum amounts of minus $200. $250 gift card redemption code accepts. Redeem gift card will be sent via email within 72 hours. Uber gift card terms and conditions apply. See Caesar.com/promo for full terms. Void or prohibited. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
I'm Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Whether you live in New Orleans or New Roads, Cheneyville, or Lake Charles, agriculture makes a big difference in your daily life. That's why the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation is here to protect our precious food supply chain at the local, state, and national levels. Become a part of our grassroots network.
Visit lafarmbureau.org to join today. The Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Hey, this is Scott Forte with the Forte team at Eustis Mortgage. We offer residential purchase and refinance loans all done in-house and based out of New Orleans since 1956. In an aggressive market, we can help strengthen your pre-approval with our platinum approval when writing your next offer. What's that mean? It means we get you underwritten up front and verified before you find a home so that your offer is like cash. We are licensed in every state in the Southeast as well. Contact us today at closingsaremyforte.com and let us be your lender for life.
My name is Eric Schein. I'm a former naval officer, a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, and former officer in the United States Merchant Marine. Listen to my program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on WGSO AM 990. We get into the United States Merchant Marine, American flag shipping, the ports, and even things like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is very important information. Must listen in.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, gang, to the Something to Say radio show. And like we alluded to before the break, lots and lots and lots of stuff going on in the NFL and Major League Baseball. But we'll start with the NFL. And I intentionally, in our show prep, Mike, I didn't put anything specific because today was the opening of the new league year and things change.
I waited as long as I could
to send anything. And
it's very different now than it was when I first started looking at it. And that was an hour ago. So, yeah.
Well, apparently, breaking news. You're hearing it here first, I'm assuming, that Von Miller, who was with the Rams last year and the Broncos, he is signing a six-year, $120 million contract with the Bills. That's huge.
Yeah, that's a interesting one to me. Well, I guess the Rams really don't have the money to be able to pay him. So that's going to make a big difference for the Bills, though.
Absolutely, they already had a pretty good defense, and the Bills also just added, and this is an addition for the Saints by subtraction from the Bucks. the Bills also signed tight end O.J. Howard, who had been with the Bucks, right. And so that's good news for us. Let's see, what else is going on? One of your favorite wide receivers, Julio Jones, he was released by the Titans today after only 1 year and didn't play very much in the year, which he's been kind of banged up the last few years anyways.
Yeah.
I think he might be getting to the end of the road.
I feel like you may be right. See, well, he's 33, 34, something like that.
Yeah, he has to be.
Yeah, he's been around for a long time. That's a good long career for a wide receiver. So I feel like you're right. He may be getting towards the end of his career.
Let's see. What else is going on? The Saints did pick up a player yesterday. They got, let me see here. Was it Marcus May? Is that his name?
Yes. Yeah.
They signed him to, was it 3 years, $28.5 million contract?
That I don't remember. I do remember Marcus May. And
let's see
for some here. Reason, this page looks very different than it does on the phone. So it's a little
yes,
hard to find stuff.
He got a three-year deal at $28.5 million with $15 million guaranteed. And also, we should pop some champagne because officially today, Mickey Loomis got the Saints underneath the salary cap.
Yes.
So, you know, all that talk, it cracked me up too a couple months ago that, oh my gosh, the Saints are going to have to just cut a bunch of people and do all of that. But, you know, granted, Marcus Williams left, but the Saints didn't have to release any players in order to get under the cap.
A lot better than last year.
Mm-hmm. And there's still hope that Teron Armstead might not leave because he apparently is keeping an eye on the situation with Deshaun Watson.
All right, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he specifically said he doesn't want to leave, but you know, he's not ruling out coming back, and he's not ruling out any team, but he wants to keep an eye on what's going on because, you know, if the Saints were to get Deshaun Watson, then that may sway the way he looks at everything. But, you know, and another signing that we didn't talk about the other night is Teddy Bridgewater. He actually signed on with the Dolphins to be the backup for a one-year deal.
And that was another one that I thought was a little odd. I mean, I don't think he's ever going to be, Drew Brees or Tom Brady. But he's good enough to lead a team if he has the right team and the right coaches and the right leadership around him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he proved that at the Saints. And now, granted, now that I say that, I may have a soft spot in my heart for what he did for the Saints.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's why maybe I'm a little bit clouded my judgment a little bit, but I mean, I guess if you want to go be a backup, go ahead.
Yeah. I was a little surprised at that because truthfully, I thought that maybe he would, and just because, you know, just like you have a soft spot in your heart for him, as do I think he has a soft spot for New Orleans as well. And yeah. I kind of thought maybe because he could have got that kind of deal a week or two down the line. I guess it's nice to know where you're going to be and all those things and have that comfort. But I was a little surprised that he didn't kind of hold off for just a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I guess if you're going to go do that, I mean, the Dolphins, if they can right the ship, they look like they're on the upswing. So I can see maybe wanting to get in on the ground floor of that. But you could have waited as well. There's other teams in that particular position if that's your only option.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and another player that the Dolphins got that I think actually was a little underrated is Chase Edmonds, who's been one of the running backs at Arizona, and I thought he played pretty well whenever James Conner was out. And I also read something today talking about Tom Brady that this was just speculation by Teddy Bruschi, who is his former teammate and one of the analysts on ESPN, but he said that something smells funny with the whole situation with Brady, and that he believes, and there's also rumors, that the reason why Brady came back to play is because he was actually going to be getting involved in the front office with the Dolphins, but the Brian Flores lawsuit changed that, and he didn't want to get involved.
That's interesting.
I thought all so right. too.
I guess move to Miami and all right.
Huh. Let's see what else. What else we got going on in the NFL?
While you look that up, I am going to reiterate that I'm still standing by my conspiracy theory that he really hates the guy that bought that $500,000 football. So,
I think you may be right. Well, and then also Marcus Williams signing with he signed with the Ravens, and I think he got 5 years, $70 million or something like that.
Yeah, it was some insane amount. I remember reading that, going, "Whoa, good job, dude."
Yeah, you know, and that's why we got Marcus May. But I thank him for what he did while he was here, and wish him good luck. It's just unfortunate that. We had the salary cap is what it is, and we couldn't give him the money and let him stay here. But I think what we picked up with Marcus May, he was injured last year, but he was a captain on the Jets, and it seemed like he's a pretty good free safety and a pretty decent replacement for Marcus Williams.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't really see much about him, but with the things that I've read, it seems like a pretty good. Pretty good deal considering.
Yeah, the only downside to him though is that he got a DUI last summer, and he still hasn't had his day in court yet. So, cool. Once he does, and he is convicted, then he will be getting suspended.
Well, he's coming to a good city for that, huh?
Yeah, I mean we're turning into the Raiders on some of this.
No. Well, at least he can take the streetcar to get home this time.
That's right. That's right. But let's see. I'm trying to see who else. Before we get to Deshaun Watson, because we have a lot to unpack with what he's got going on. Randy Gregory, that was another one that with the. It was announced, I think, yesterday that he was re-signing with the Cowboys on a big, huge deal, like $90 million or something crazy like that. And apparently it got down to brass tacks of actually signing the deal, and there was verbiage in it that he didn't like, and they wouldn't change. So he said, never mind then, and then signed with the Broncos.
Well, there you go. That's interesting.
Za'Darius Smith, the ex-Packers pass rusher, he went back to the Ravens on a 4-year, $35 million contract. And I think those are pretty much the highlights of what's been going on. I'm a little disappointed there hasn't been more action since 3 o'clock today. But The biggest news right now is what's going on with Deshaun Watson. I think that's the literal, well, more than $1 million question. I guess it would be about $150 million question. And as it stands right now, from everything that I'm reading, the Saints seem to be the front runner for acquiring him. But it's also between the Falcons now, which we'll talk about that in a second. The Browns have met with him, and of course the Panthers have been in all along. However, with the Browns, they have pissed off Baker Mayfield because of the whole situation. Baker Mayfield now, he sent this very heartfelt message to the city of Cleveland last night. Maybe and in the wee hours of the morning, so there could have been some adult beverages that were involved and helped him along in his emotional state. But you know, I think that's it. So, you know, if the Saints were to miss out on Deshaun Watson, and I don't think it would be the end of the world if they did. I think a lot of people not have knocks on Baker Mayfield. I don't mind him. I really don't.
Yeah, he's. He has his moments where, you know, he could have made a better decision, but overall, I mean, he's a good player. If you get the right coaches to help him out. I mean, look what our coach. I mean, granted, we don't have Sean Payton anymore, but look what our coaches did for Jameis Winston.
Yeah,
you know, if he would come here, they could do that for him as well.
Well, and let's be honest, you know, look what the situation's been in Cleveland too, and he's made a pretty damn good situation out of a bad situation there. And, you know, I think you're right. I think he, with the right organization and the right coaches around him, I think he could be an asset to any team. You know, and if it comes down to the Saints, I'd be more than happy to have Baker Mayfield as the quarterback. It wouldn't be too bad to have a guy who is another big fan of Drew Brees and has the same stature, probably has a bigger arm than what Drew ever had, though. So, you know, like I said, I don't think it's the end of the world if Deshaun Watson goes somewhere else. The Falcons being involved in it, that whole thing stinks to high heaven.
Sure.
I truly believe they're involved, A1, because Deshaun Watson's from the Atlanta area. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
However, they're involved, I believe, to raise the stakes to try to screw us over.
I 100% with you. I was thinking the same thing about Carolina whenever they were announced. As far as the team is concerned, like the overall team and the leadership and all that, which will be a huge thing for Deshaun Watson after the insanity he went through in Houston. But the Saints are most definitely the team that is the most likely location. And so I have a feeling Atlanta and Carolina were doing that just to drive the price up for us.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense for Atlanta. Number one, they lost Russell Gage. They don't have they're not going to have Calvin Ridley. Who exactly would he be throwing the ball to? They don't have a very good running back. And on top of it, what are you going to do with Matt Ryan? Because if you get rid of Matt Ryan, you have $50 million in dead money on the books for this year. So there is no way possible if you were to trade Matt Ryan – to anybody that A, they would take it, and B, if you're trying to put him in the package to get Deshaun Watson, why would the Texans be unloading $150 million to take $50 million back against their cap this year when they're trying to rebuild?
Yeah, and $50 million is a quarter of your entire cap space. What is that? I think $203 million this year?
208.
$50 million is almost a quarter. It's basically a quarter of that. So you have nobody else on the team that you can pay, pretty much.
Yeah, none of that makes sense. And again, I think that they're just in it to try to raise the asking price. And you know, I understand. You know, I'm sure if I was a professional athlete or you were, you would want to play for your hometown team.
Well, yeah, of course.
However, at the same time, when it's the Falcons, and I know we all don't like the Falcons, but just taking our personal feelings out of it, why would you want to go there right now? You know, you've already been playing in Houston where you haven't been winning. Why would you want to go there and not win? You know what I mean?
You're trading one bad situation for another.
Yeah, I mean, that's wonderful. I think he was a ball boy or something for him at one point. Well, that's wonderful. MC Hammer was a bat boy for the Oakland A's, but that doesn't mean he played for him. Now, here's something that's interesting that just came out just a little bit ago, and I didn't put it in with the show prep for you. So, you know, we enjoy doing some sports betting now, and I am on a losing streak like nobody's business, by the way. But all that aside, according to the MGM betting app, the Saints' probability for winning the Super Bowl went in the last hour and a half went from 50-1 odds to 18-1 odds.
I saw something about that a minute ago. I've been refreshing a number of different pages, and one of them, oh yeah, right here, the NOLA.com Saints odds to win Super Bowl 57 drops from 50-1 to 18-1. To fuel Deshaun Watson. That's all of the. That's all it says. That's all I can read. But yeah. So.
Yeah, and the article I read about that was that a lot of the times these the sports betting companies get information before anybody, including the media. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Could be wrong, but. You know, I think at this point, if we get him, we're just going to have to bite the bullet and have to understand we're not going to have a first-round pick for a few years and hope for the best.
Yeah. Yep. Like I said the other day, it won't be the end of the world if we get him, but it would probably be better for us to stick with Jameis.
I agree with you. So, all right. Well, you'll have to stay tuned, and we'll, of course, we'll talk about it when it happens or if it doesn't happen. So we need to take a break, and we'll be back. We'll talk some Major League Baseball, and then we'll get out of here for the evening.
It's cracking on a polished floor. Redheads gathered at the liquor store. Trace on a crystal night. Everybody grab a torch to light. Everybody needs somebody.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. live on WGSO Radio for a brand new season of In the Paint.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only,
March 19th and 20th,
at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show,
March 19th and 20th,
at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you. Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNOLA.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Louisiana's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports.
a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
All right, we're back, and we're back for just a few minutes before we got to get out of here, Mike. But been some, and just since we went on the air, there's more baseball news. You know, we go through those weeks and, you know, a couple months out of the year where there's it's a stretch to try to find things to talk about that's not political. And we're not having any issues in the last week or so.
Not at all.
So
I've been steadily updating or reloading pages, different Twitter pages, Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, Bleacher Report, things like that. And almost every time that I do it, there's something new. None of the information I'm looking for. But
I was looking on Twitter today at Ian Rappaport's, and it was literally like there was almost a tweet going out every 4 to 5 minutes.
Yes. It's like tweeting has become his job the last few days, or the last few hours, should I say.
The latest is that Chris Bryant is signing with the Colorado Rockies on a 7-year deal for $182 million. And I say good for him, and that he's not going back to the Cubbies, and he can go play in Colorado. That's fine. I still have a bad taste in my mouth over what he said about St. Louis a few years ago when he was a Cub. So, yeah, go play for the Rockies. I think that'll be wonderful for you. Let's see. The Giants just agreed to a deal with Jock Peterson, who was very integral in the Atlanta Braves World Series this year, and I didn't realize that Zach Greinke was a free agent.
To be honest, I have apparently didn't pay enough attention, because neither did I, and that one hurts.
Yeah, and especially that he signed a 1-year deal with the Royals, and that's one that I with what's going on with the Cardinals right now. Jack Flaherty's went down with a shoulder injury, Alex Reyes has went down with a shoulder injury, and we're on day 3 of spring training. Why that to me is a 1-year deal for $13 million. The Cardinals couldn't pull the trigger on. Instead, we've dumpster dove all week. So, we're the Heathcliff of the National League.
You're bringing back some old memories for me tonight.
But, and I still think we talked about it the other night. I think that Carlos Correa is probably going to end up going back to the Astros.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything I've read since then basically points closer and closer to that happening.
And, you know, and one last thing, the fire sale in Oakland has continued with them trading one of the best third basemen in baseball, trading him to the Blue Jays. And I also saw that there's talks of them trading two of their best starting pitchers to the Yankees.
Wow.
I don't understand why there's a fire sale going on there, but
no idea.
I'm going to have to talk with Brian Diaz tomorrow and get to the bottom of this, him being the big Ace fan. And I'm sure I figured I'd let it settle for a day or so before we talked about it, because I'm sure he's upset about it. But all right. Well, as you can hear, it's time to wrap things up and we need to get out of here. So we'll be back tomorrow. Tracy Napolitano from the Bourbon Festival will be on. And until then, let's just play Gloria.
For more of Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student.
at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Hey all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.